Boys and girls, welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. We're glad you tuned into the broadcast today, and we hope you'll enjoy the singing and the story, and that you'll also have pencil and paper ready for it to get our address after a while. Now, here's the choir to open the broadcast under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Choir, we do look forward to the Lord's return. But Bible clubbers, Jesus also said that we're to occupy till he comes. So we're to be ready and good witnesses and obedient to his word every day. Say, do you have a pet? I hope so, because Aunt Carolyn likes animals. I have a feisty black poodle and a little pretty white cat. Well, I also love to read about the animals in the Bible. There's much to learn from them, you know. There's one found in Proverbs 30:26. The conies are but a feeble folk, it says, yet they make their houses in the rocks. Conies are small animals, rather like a rabbit, without a tall ears and fluffy tail. And they may be little and weak, but they make up for it by being smart and wary. And when any danger comes, they don't wait to fight or wrestle with it. They just dart quickly as a flash into the little hiding place in the rock. Well, the devil tries to snare us, to carry us off into hell and destruction. And we must be wise and wary like the coney and run directly to the Lord Jesus Christ and put our faith in him as our only Savior. He is our rock and hiding place from eternal death and from the enemies of our soul. So be wise and wary like the coney. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Don't lean on any other substitute for salvation. Not your works, or not your money, or not church membership, but trust only in the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And now, before the story, here's the choir. I haven't words to tell of the love of Jesus.
Bye.
stood on his very tiptoes. He stretched for all he was worth, but he could not reach that little box of fish hooks up on the very top shelf of Aunt Lizzie's corner cupboard. If he just had something to reach it with, something long. Oh, there was the umbrella over in the corner. Sure, that would work. And he got it and used the curved handle to reach around and get a hold of that little fish hook box and pull it down off the shelf. But oh no, when the box of fish hooks came, so did something else. Oh, it went crash landing to the floor with a terrible bang. He couldn't believe it. Oh no, it was Aunt Lizzie's antique teapot. And that wasn't the worst of all. There were coins splashing and all rolling all over the floor. That must have been where she kept her egg and sewing money or something, 'cause there was money everywhere, along with the wrecked and crashed teapot. Oh, no, what was he going to do? He couldn't think. He hoped nobody saw it. He began to scramble. Oh, he picked up the money as fast as he could. If he some way could just get the teapot together, he put this piece on that piece and stood it here and there. And at last he got the thing to stand up in the corner of the cupboard, and he put the money back in it, and he backed down from the chair that he was standing in as easily as he could and hoped it wouldn't give. And it stood. Oh, he's so thankful nobody saw him. Herb, his cousin, was out behind the shed digging worms for their fishing trip, and Uncle John had gone to town, and Aunt Lizzie, I guess, was in the garden. No, nobody saw him. He was scared to breathe, and he went out the house, and the boys got their gear together, and pretty soon were cutting across the pasture and through the woods, and at last they were to the river. Oh, what a beautiful day it was. They sunk their old fish hooks into the water, and you bet, pretty soon one grabbed it and was thrashing this way and that, and they were pulling it in, and what a beauty! Hey, boy, that's a good jackfish. I love them. And another little while passed, and here was an old catfish on the hook, and so the day went. They ate their sandwiches and caught fish, and it was a wonderful time, and till at last it was time to go home. Boy, they had a good catch. But suddenly, Jack remembered the incident of the morning, and his face got rather pale. And he walked along, and Herb said, "Boy, we had a good day, didn't we?" Yeah, I guess so. "What's the matter? You sick or something?" "No, I guess I'm just tired carrying this old load of fish. Well, here, I'll help some more." And the boys finally got home. When Uncle John saw him come in with such a string of fish, boy, was he proud of them. "Say, you boys really brought home the bacon tonight. I mean fish, didn't you?" And when Aunt Lizzie saw him, she was delighted, too. She says, "And now I know what we will have for supper." And supper was delicious. There was no denying it. Why, that fish fried up so tender and crisp and good till the boys just gobbled it up. And all of Aunt Lizzie's cooking was good, of course. And just about that time, Uncle John fished into his pocket, and he had $3.75. "Here, Lizzie," he said, "I took your eggs to town today to sell them. Here's the money from them." Oh, no. Jack hoped. Oh, he hoped she wouldn't put the money up right now, that she'd wait till after supper and he could get out of the house. But about that time the cat wanted out, and Aunt Lizzie let the cat out, and on the way back to the table put the money, or at least started to put the money, in the teapot. And when she did, the teapot and money and all came crashing down again. "Herbie, son, what in the world is what happened about this teapot? Seems like it's already broken." "I don't know. I don't know anything about it." Oh, boy. Jack held his breath, but at last Aunt Lizzie just put the money in the little tin box that was up there, and she said, "Well, never mind. I'll see about it later." Supper passed, and the boys went outdoors. Herbie said, "Do you know anything about that old teapot in there when you got those fish hooks down?" "I don't know anything about it. I saw the old teapot standing in the corner, and then they finally went on to bed, and things went pretty well. Jack thought, if I can just save up my money and buy Aunt Lizzie a new teapot, maybe that'll make things all right. But he couldn't hardly sleep with some heavy feeling inside his heart. Morning came, and devotion time after breakfast, and would you believe? Uncle John read the part in the book of Acts where Ananias and Sapphira had sold some of their land, and then they said they gave all the money to the Lord's work, but they really lied and held back part of it for themselves. And worse than that, God struck them dead, and they were both buried the same day. Well, Jack was so upset he could hardly stand it, and he said, but why did they die, Uncle John? Why did they die? Because they lied to the Holy Spirit. You know, lying is a very terrible sin, just as all of our sins are terrible in the sight of a holy God, Jack. Jack squirmed, and he wiggled, and his face turned a little pale, and then he said, Aunt Lizzie, I didn't mean to. I was trying to get the fish hooks down with the umbrella handle, and I knocked the teapot off. I broke the teapot, and I lied to Herbie and told him I didn't know anything about it. Aunt Lizzie, I'm sorry. And Aunt Lizzie said, Jack. Oh, my dear Jack, don't worry about the teapot. Things of this world just last for a few years. They can be replaced. But, Jack, the fact that you wanted to confess your sin and make things right with the Lord and have your own heart clean, that's what matters. You know, the scripture says, be sure your sin will find you out. And God loved you enough to not let you get by with hiding that sin in your heart. Wouldn't you like to confess your sin right now and ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you and to come into your heart and save you? Oh, yes, Aunt Lizzie. I don't want to be punished by God for my sin. I want Jesus to forgive me. I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven. Yes, I know you do, my dear. Now you just bow your head and ask Jesus to forgive your sin and come into your heart and save you. And Jack did. And he was saved right there. And you can ask Jesus to forgive your sin and to come into your heart and to save you right there today. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen, too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, Daily Vacation Bible School, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.